Hello, my name is Emma.
I'm Antonella.
And you're listening to More Than Meets the Eye.
And we're here to help you see the world through a more aesthetically pleasing lens.
That's right.
In 2024 as well.
More Than Meets the Eye is a podcast about aesthetics. We talk about aesthetics, which includes fashion, movies, music, everything your heart could possibly desire. That was a terrible explanation. Great way to start episode one. Welcome back to the show, guys. But yeah, this week we're doing something fun, which we did last season. And we're excited to get back into our new season, season 7. Woo!
Ooh. Yay! So how many years has it been now?
Season 6 and season 7 are the only two we've done by year. So basically 5 divided by 2. Sorry, Antonella's going through a, what do you call this, a windstorm right now? I'm concerned about her. So I guess like 3, 4, 5 years? 5 years. Wow.
Yeah, since 2019, so.
5 years, baby!
Crazy. 5-year anniversary. We should have, like, a little special or something.
Aww. That's really cute, actually.
If we did, like, a little, like, look back on, like, all of our little episodes, maybe. I'm literally just talking out of my ass right now.
Yeah, that would be fun. Okay, but anyway, this week, what are we talking about, Antonella?
So, we're going to be doing our annual predictions for the coming year, 2024, general trends, fashion, music, pop culture, what we think is going to happen. We already did our look back on last year's predictions and what we got right and wrong. So just kind of continuing that and yeah, seeing what we think is in store for the new year.
Heck yeah. New year, new us, new...
New world. New world. New Pluto's in Aquarius.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow, slay Pluto.
So
crazy Pluto.
Pluto. So that's like a... It's a cool little thing. Because Pluto is... little astrology rant. Pluto is very transformative. So when it changes signs... It's a big deal.
There's your horoscope for the year, everybody.
Yeah, it's a big deal. Yeah.
So to start us off, we're going to talk about some predictions we have about the fashion and style of that we get to look forward to in 2024. Antonella, what are you thinking that we're going to see this year?
So I think for the most part, and this is, you know, already a bit of an established trend, so...
Who knows when you're listening to this, but we're recording this in March, so it has been 3 months. We know.
But definitely kind of a more minimalist take from what we've been seeing of, like, very maximalist styles and fashions from this past year. So kind of, like, leaning more into that almost, like, normcore minimalism. They call it even, like, recession core, where just, like, things get very, like, simple. Like, very simple, like, silhouettes and colors. Nothing too crazy. But it's, like, it's a literal, like, trend that has been seen during recessions. Is that the clothing gets simpler. And the style gets simpler. But overall, just kind of a... What they're calling it is, like, 90s office core. So, lots of grays, grayscale... kind of like business casual clothing, like what you think of, like, 90s office wear.
Which is funny because there wasn't a recession in the 90s, but I guess that's...
I guess so, yeah.
Neither here nor there. I guess it was crazy for the 90s, but now it's, like, boring for us.
But yeah, kind of like leaning into that, like, more, you know, like, wearing glasses and more, like, studious kind of look. Not too many accessories. Not too many, like, big, like, trendy brand name, you know, items that are, like, you know, logos, all of that. Something a little simpler. And I know you don't like minimalism, so.
I don't like it?
You don't.
I thought you didn't like it any more than I liked
it. I know, and then I kind of turned a new leaf. I turned a new leaf.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Okay. That's major tea. Yeah, I think I'm not as anti-minimalism as I like to. I don't know. We all change. We all grow up, you know. But I don't think I'm pro-minimalism. I just think I'm like, there's a certain kind of minimalism that I hate, and there's other minimalism that I'm not that bothered by, so.
No, exactly. Yeah, I think like I used to think like of minimalism, and I thought of like Kim Kardashian's like white house and like how she has no furniture or color, and like I just despise that. But like this kind of more normcore
I like that, yeah.
interpretation, I like that. There's something fun about that.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of minimalism that I like.
Okay. And that's what you think we're gonna see this year.
Yeah, just based on like I don't know, like what's really popular right now is like those like little glasses, those little mini glasses that kind of like has that office vibe
Yeah,
to it.
I can picture them in my
Just
mind.
glasses in general. Yeah, like I just feel like glasses in general. Like I feel like people are gonna be wearing
But
glasses.
not like big chunky 2014 glasses, like little
No.
skinny, like what your parents wore when you were like 5 and you were like, "What are these glasses that you're wearing?" Now those are back again.
Totally. Perfect for all of our blind friends, and meaning me. So maybe I'll actually wear my glasses.
Yeah, I feel like I had pretty similar predictions, weirdly, which I don't really know where mine came from. Some of them I do know, but I feel like I've been seeing a lot more like preppy looks, and I feel like preppy is like on its way back. Like, maybe not preppy in the way that, again, like preppy was when we were like 12, but like preppy and like I just think like very put together styles. I do want to give Paris a big shout out because I do live in Paris, and I feel like when I look at people in Paris, I'm like, this is probably what everyone in the world will be wearing like soon. Not everything, but a lot of things. I'm like, okay, this is like kind of before the wave.
No, that's like, it's not a
Yeah.
wrong assumption. I feel like they're closer to like the hub of the trends and just like culture in general. I mean, New York is definitely also its own hub, but maybe not necessarily only for fashion. More like maybe like more like technology or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I also feel like New York kind of influences, it's got like a bubble effect where I feel like it likes to influence itself, but sometimes those influences don't really go beyond New York, you know?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it has its own little micro culture going on.
Yeah, for sure. Which it always has. But anyway, yeah, preppy. Big one for me was like big shoulder pads, because I have a couple friends. I have one friend that works for a brand called Loire. This is in New York. This is, you've met Jehan. This is Jehan. Shout out to Jehan. But they work for a brand called Loire, and Loire, like, consistently for like the past 3 fashion seasons, I want to say, like, have released clothing with like very big shoulder pads, and it's like so cool, and like I just kind of feel like shoulder pads are gonna come up, and like they're gonna be like a thing, not like crazy, but just like a little more of like a padded shoulder, like a little more structured, a little
Yeah.
more of like an 80s kind of vibe, which is something I told you a while ago that I noticed that in Paris, that like a lot of people dress in like an 80s vibe, and I feel like that's gonna be like kind of a vibe, but a very like you said, like normcore kind of 80s, like.
Yeah, nothing too like flashy, like tacky 80s.
Yeah, not tacky, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting because I just think in general maybe more like structured clothing, just like better fitting clothing. I don't know,
Yeah.
maybe like tailors will be in trend, just like getting your clothes tailored and fitted properly.
No, I definitely think that's like that feels like the thing. Another thing which kind of like randomly I feel like doesn't really go necessarily, but keeps standing out to me lately is like kind of, you remember the coquette kind of trend thing? And I feel like, but
Yeah.
like specifically for like accessories, like I feel like still the structured outfits looks, but then like little hair bows or little like, You know, like, just like very
Yeah, ornaments.
like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think, well, this wasn't my prediction. Coquette ballet morphing into like classic Little Sailor looks.
Yeah.
And that could be like the final iteration of like the bow is like the little like sailor triangular scarf thing.
Oh.
And then just like the buttons in general, like that whole kind of look could be the evolved final evolution of all of that kind of feminine looks.
Okay. I can definitely see that.
Like, yeah, like a vintage sailor, you know?
Yeah, or even kind of like in a not weird way, like kind of like a schoolgirl, like, you know, like a
Yeah.
uniform, but then like kind of dolled up, like it's kind of like, I feel like the vibe that we keep seeing. It's funny that we're kind of on the same page about that. I know we both follow style, but it just feels super random.
Well, we're in like different cities, so it is kind of fun to like meet up about our predictions from what based on what we see every
Right,
day.
exactly, yeah. But definitely, yeah, like less colors, I feel like, is definitely a big thing.
Yeah, just yeah, more neutrals. I'm feeling like medieval core.
Oh, that's so funny because I feel like for me personally, absolutely. But the fact that you see it for the world too is like a major slay for me, honestly.
It's I don't even know if I like see it fully for the world, but I definitely see I love it. It's yeah, it's definitely a personal want.
Yeah. No, I can see that
Yeah,
both happening for us.
I want that. Like that is yeah, and yeah, just like kind of like midi like veils and I don't know, like I'm just thinking this kind of princessy like medieval, I don't know, like classic.
But also, for me, I feel like very specifically like Celtic medieval vibes and everything.
Yes, I love that. Like love armor right now. Like I love like like metal like armor. That's the my prediction. I also just saw Dune 2 and like that was very like all of like the royalty in that movie was very like medieval like princess vibes. Yeah, I just feel like all of that.
Okay, I mean, that's a good way to segue into like talking about movies. This is the one I have the most thoughts on out of all the things, of course. Yeah, I think I have like ideas for like what's gonna be on trend in terms of movies in general, but then also like a lot to do with like award shows, which is funny. I just was thinking about like my feelings towards award shows and just award shows in general, I guess.
Please share.
I'm finally on the boat of like I've kind of lost interest in watching award shows. I was like, I feel like a diehard, like, I love the Oscars. I want to watch the Oscars every year, all the time. Like, Oscars, Oscars, Oscars. And I just so didn't care this year. And part of the problem was it was at like 3 a.m. for me, which is like, I wasn't gonna stay up just to watch the Oscars. That's ridiculous. But also, I don't know, just like, it was more fun to like go and like see the movies, like see Oppenheimer and see Barbie and be hyped about that, than it was to care about who won. Like, I didn't care about who won. I just wanted to see all the movies, you know? And like, I kind of cared who got nominated because I kind of wanted to see, like, then I kind of wanted to see those movies. But then I also feel like there were so many movies that didn't get any nominations that it was like, these were better than any of those other movies. That doesn't make any sense. But I also feel like that's been the consensus for a while. And I feel like now that people like me are like, never mind, this is actually boring and stupid. Like, I feel like it might actually, like, just be uninteresting. I don't know. Award shows are out.
No, I think yeah, that if you were someone who's really, you know, into the Oscars, if you're not into it, I think that's very indicative of that it's not interesting anymore. So
Yeah, also to, like, wake up and find out that it was just, like, Oppenheimer won, like, 7 awards or something was, like, and don't get me wrong, I was super excited about Cillian Murphy winning, but I was just kind of like, oh, that's kind of boring. Like, cool, I guess. I don't know. Just so, like, unmoved by it, so I don't know.
yeah, it just really doesn't matter, honestly. It's just so unimpactful to my life.
Oh my God. And then I also, like, saw this, like, IMDb posted this thing on Instagram, and it was, like, a list of all the movies that had been nominated, like, for the past like 10 years, I guess. It was a lot of movies, but then I just remember like scrolling through, and it was like you just realize like which movies actually like stayed relevant and which movies like nobody gives two shits about now. And it's like it's so weird, it's so funny. But yeah, my second point on award shows was on theme dressing, because I feel like a lot of celebrities did that this year, and I feel like it's gonna be kind of a cheap attempt to like get everybody's attention and be like, look, I'm dressing up like Wonka because I'm Timothée Chalamet. And I feel like that's gonna keep happening and it's just gonna become even cheesier. So.
Like, I feel like old style animation could return just because we got a new Miyazaki movie. So I feel like that will make some waves. And it won an Oscar. And I mean, it doesn't really matter, but it still was a success, you know, despite it being not 3D animation.
No, and you have a point because I feel like last time a Ghibli movie came out, was it Secret World of Arrietty?
I think so. That was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, I do remember there being like a lot of animation movies that came out after that that were pretty relevant. So I feel like that's a good point. Every time someone does good animation, people want to do animation again. So I feel like I actually took a similar route in that after like Anatomy of a Fall came out, and I feel like that got a lot of buzz. I feel like there's gonna be a bigger emphasis on more European films, which is such a funny prediction for me to make given that I live in Europe now, which is like, come on, Emma, like.
Maybe a little biased.
But I don't know, I feel like it's not the first year that a movie like that's been nominated for an Oscar, but I feel like every time something like that happens again, it's like, it's just like
Yeah,
waves.
more people. It's like just more normalized to like watch in other languages, and also like I guess I didn't see Zone of Interest, but that's also like a European film. So another big one. Yeah, that won awards.
Oh, it did. Oh, yeah. It won like best foreign film or something. I thought that was funny that, because usually what happens is if a international film gets nominated for best picture, it usually wins the best foreign film Oscar. So it was really weird that Anatomy of a Fall got nominated for both and then didn't win best foreign film. Also, just because I know that there's a lot of biopics coming out this year, I like think that there's gonna be a trend in biopics, and it's just like the like industry's just like ramming their heads against the wall, like giving us biopics, and everyone's like, we don't really want to watch biopics anymore. Like, please stop making them. And the industries are just like the companies are just like, we'll make you more biopics. Will that make you happy? And we're like, no. Why aren't you listening to us?
Yeah, no, I'm so over them. I just feel like for like 5 years, like there's been a new one every year about like a less and less interesting celebrity.
Or like someone very interesting, but like I don't really want to watch a biopic
I
about
don't
them.
want to like see a butchered reinterpretation of their life.
So like they just realized that like Timothée Chalamet kind of looks like Bob Dylan, so they're like, okay, let's have you play Bob Dylan then. And it's like, why couldn't you do something more interesting? I don't
Like,
know.
do we need a whole movie? Like, do we? I feel like looks are not the only thing. Like, we need to have like a good story, good script, but I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah, we won't get into it because I will go off, but like, not a big no to the Amy film. I'm
Yeah.
telling you now, I will not be seeing that movie. I'm literally protesting that movie in my head because I don't need to protest that stupid movie. Like, it just needs to not be made. But whatever, it's being made, it's gonna come out, it's gonna be a disgrace, and it's fine.
I just don't feel like these biopics have like any sort of like overall message they're trying to give. Like I feel like they're just like, hey, like let's dress up. And like, oh my God, like she looks like Amy Winehouse. Like that's crazy. And like we know the story already. Like we don't need to see this.
There's like a very good documentary. Yeah, like you don't need to make a movie about
Yeah,
it.
incredible documentary.
We could talk about music next. I only have one prediction. Yeah, I'll give you my one prediction. My single prediction for music is that I think there's gonna be a techno comeback. I don't know why. Just think that there will be. And not like, I think it'll be like new and different from like before. But like I feel like it'll be like more in the vein of like Indie Sleaze, Passion Pit kind of vibe. Like that to me, I don't know why, but I feel like that's gonna be like a sound again. Like people are gonna do techno again.
I could see that. Yeah, I think I would like go in line with kind of the same exact like timeline of 2008 recession, all of that. There's also gonna be like a few like country albums this year, and country's already kind of like always just really popular in the United States, like and definitely like Fast Car, like the cover of Fast Car or whatever, that was really popular. Like that was, you know, a really big song, and I'm definitely like resistant to this. But Lana Del Rey is gonna be making a country album. Beyonce is gonna be making a country album. Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see if it actually like sticks and like becomes like mainstream in a way that like reaches people outside of like reaches outside of like regular country music listeners. I'm very curious to see if that actually like, you know, evolves. I just like truly can't imagine it, but two big artists releasing in that genre feels like it's gonna be a major push. I also think that maybe like jazz, for some reason, like a jazz revival. I don't know what capacity, but I just feel like it's time.
That reminds me of like that Andre 3000 releasing like a jazz flute album. Like that was out of left field, but I feel like he has a lot of like influence, so like I could see that happening, you know, thanks to him. So
like maybe just like jazz clubs will become popular. Maybe people will just start going to like live jazz shows.
That might be a bit far, but
that'd be cool. But
almost like,
I mean, I'll be going.
Okay, you'll be going. Oh, sorry. Okay, cool. Just like, love that. I could see it being like almost like I don't know, like jazz in like pop music as well, like kind of the way it was like a couple years ago.
Yeah, I could see that. Maybe just more like distortion and just like, I think we said this last year too, but like just weirder music, maybe. I hope.
That's why I'm thinking techno. You know, I'm thinking like someone will like pull something more. I also feel like last year, like, I kind of thought techno was going to go out, and that to me makes me think that techno is going to come back in. But like, I remember like Pink Panthers was like, I feel like she was big like 2 years ago, but like last year, like nobody really cared about her. Or like, I don't know. I didn't.
She released an album.
She, sure, but like, did I know that? No. Like, I feel like to reach me is to like, you know, achieve something. So I don't know.
That's funny.
I don't completely live under a rock, but I think in certain senses, sometimes it's hard to get through to me. So, Antonella, hit me with a hot take on pop culture prediction for 2024.
No necessary new hot takes, but just an overall distaste for celebrity culture, I think.
Continuing trend of this, yeah.
Continuing trend, yeah. I don't think it's new, but definitely it would be more obvious.
It's funny, it feels like we spent like 30 years getting like really into celebrities, and now we're like, fuck all of them. I don't care. And it's like, it's kind of a wild like reaction. I'm totally into it.
Yeah, I'm totally into it too. It's very timely. Just feel like the evolution of that will just be like, no more. No one's gonna care about them anymore. Yeah, so I feel like in kind of in line with that, like turning away from social media platforms where like all the celebrities are, you know, we're getting updated about them all the time. Like I feel like as people are kind of turning away from like not wanting to be on social media in general, like that's like one of my predictions as well. But it's also just going to further create that distance and like disinterest in celebrities. And I think in general people are going to be offline more.
I definitely can see like the older generations like kind of dropping it and like being like especially like millennials, like kind of being like not on social media whatsoever. And like to a certain extent, I feel like I know some people that are like, you know, not really into it. Especially like if you knew a time before social media, it's kind of like, I do feel like constantly I'm just like, I wish it was like that again. I hate whatever this is, but I read a bunch of like newsletters that kind of like track social media and like the internet and internet culture, and they've all kind of been, what's interesting is that not only is like this actually a trend that like users keep dropping like across social media, but also like most social media companies are like majorly struggling to become like literally profitable. Like I think like Instagram is like not even profitable, and it's like that's crazy, you know? Like it's like something that like everybody uses, everybody has an Instagram, but it's like it's not even like doesn't even work properly for like from a business perspective, and it's like actually wild. It's like the tech moves too fast, and like I feel like then like people actually care.
That's crazy. That, yeah. It's crazy you can see like the numbers for that, like in proof, like actual evidence of that. But I think like instead it'll be a lot more like analog media, and I just feel like in general film photography, scrapbooking, collaging, all of that is already getting more popular, and just it's gonna be like a trend. I feel like a really big thing, like not necessarily this year, but like in the next like 15, which it's already been predicted, is that like we're gonna have to learn how to archive all of our shit basically, because you know we're already losing a lot of like, you know, virtual media, the as the devices change, as the you know, websites get updated, like people are losing media, and it's been a problem with like journalists, like losing, you know, like if a website shuts down and that was where their article was posted, like, you know, they're losing like keywords, and you know, it's like you can even, it's sometimes even like hard to go back like more than like 5 years on the internet. Like it's, there's no like one archive for anything, and it'll be, and that's gonna be like such a problem in like 10 years when we realize that like we actually have no way to keep track of anything, and you know, lose a lot of our pictures, videos, like, you know, what happens when like Instagram shuts down? Like, okay, so like where did all those pictures go? Like, where did all the videos go? So I feel like people are just gonna be like printing out their shit again, printing out photos, scrapbooking, photo albums.
Yeah, archiving. Yeah, that's so funny. Like, I never even thought about stuff like that, but I feel like ever since I like got a like new phone after my old phone, like I was always like, you know, like there's so many gaps in like photos that I just don't have a bunch of photos that I used to have. I don't know.
The scary thing is that like we're gonna have better access to like, or this is an extreme point, but like better access to like media from the 1980s than we do for like the 2010s, because there's like no actual footprint for some of it. It just like is in a cloud, and that cloud could disappear. So very, very scary.
It is scary. Did you ever read 1984? Because I'm reading that right now.
No, I should.
No. It's just like, it's, you I mean, I don't know. It's my first time reading it, so I haven't even finished it. But like, it is scary because that's like genuinely like a part of the story, is that like there's this whole gap in like knowledge of history, and it's like it's kind of freaky that that's like something that's actually like happening too.
Yeah, but even like, and less so in a more serious note, like not even just about our like our, you know, personal photos and stuff, but like actual history and news is gonna be missing
anyway. On another social media note, just feel like for the first time I've seen the term Gen Alpha, and like, bro, I like don't, I feel like I barely even care about this stuff anymore. But like, oh my god, you're Gen Z? It's like, yeah, like, sorry, like, did I hurt you? No, like, get over it. But anyway, I feel like that's gonna, like, the way, like, everyone talked about Gen Z for, like, the past couple years, like, going crazy over Gen Z, I feel like we're gonna, everyone's all of a sudden gonna be like, Gen Alpha, oh my god, Gen Alpha, oh my god. And then also just, I could see sports being, like, a big thing this year, because there's the Olympics, there's, I believe the FIFA World Cup is this year, if I'm not wrong, but if it's not, I mean, there was a Women's World Cup last year, and rugby last year, and it just felt like a very big year for sports last year, and I feel like that's gonna, like, that energy is gonna continue, so.
Yeah, the Super Bowl was, like, pretty big. I mean, it's always big, that's a lame prediction, but
it wasn't big here, so
I mean, it's never big. I never know when the Super Bowl is. So
any more pop culture predictions?
I think my only note is that, and maybe we were repeating ourselves, but the way that everybody's, we said this last year, but commodifying their social media presence, and it just feels like everything is an ad. And that is, like, another reason why it's, I think we're going to be getting offline. Because it's just so annoying to feel like everything's being sold to you all the time. And that's just capitalism, period. But, like, it definitely feels like there's no just, like, genuine, like, content.
Yeah, no, I like, deleted TikTok a couple months ago now. And I didn't realize that at the time, but it was, like, a permanent delete. And I haven't gone back to it, which I'm pretty happy with. But with that, what that means is that my reels have become like TikTok-y, but I have like a timer set on Instagram, because honestly, like, I need Instagram, because no, I needed to like keep in touch with people, because when I meet people, I'm like, oh, what's your Instagram? And then like to hang out with them again, I need to like have their Instagram. I also hate that. Like, I wish I didn't need Instagram, because if I didn't need that, I wouldn't have Instagram. Oh, is that like for like sometimes when my Instagram like timer runs out? This is such a tangent, I'm so sorry, but I'm getting to a point. I'll go on YouTube and I'll use YouTube Shorts, and sometimes they're Okay, and like they get the job done and like watch a numbing, mind-numbing video. But then I like they started getting like really quickly they started getting like really weird. And like I was like freaked out by like the shorts that I was watching. And I was like, what did I just watch? That was like scary, like bizarre. Like, and so I like don't do that anymore because I'm like scared of YouTube, honestly, now.
That's really funny. No, it is kind of freaky, like the way, like the where the algorithm can go. Like, yeah, no, it is like a little scary. Like, especially when I watch like little kids like scroll on their parents' phone. Like, they'll just be on TikTok. I'm like, what? Like, and it's like the weirdest like videos that they're watching. And it's like, I just feel like that cannot be good for the human brain. It's just be like watching this really strange niche content.
I also just hate everybody who makes it. Like, why are you, what are you getting out of making that? And like,
And I'm like, it almost feels scary. It's like, is there like subliminal messaging in these things? Like, what was the purpose of it? It's like, it's freaky. Like, it's like scary to think that you're like possibly consuming something that you don't realize you are, you know? Like, it's scary.
Kiwi. My like kind of final predictions for 2024 were all kind of personal to myself, and I can't lie, as we've been discussing, I've added a couple of things to my list because I've been like, oh yeah, this relates to me. Yeah, I mean, do you have any personal predictions that you want to start out with?
These might lead more into goals than predictions, because we don't know like if they'll actually come into fruition. But for me, just I predicted like analog media, but I also just like it's more of like a goal for myself, I guess, to printing out my photos, to be archiving, and yeah, I just have more physical copies of things. And also, yeah, just like scrapbooking in general, I feel like would be really fun to get back into. And then also, just like more for me, like just getting like hobbies. Hobbies are gonna be big, I think. And just like kind of like almost like the niche childhood hobbies, like just like little like crafts and things that you haven't done since you were a child. That's like my it's kind of what I want for myself, just to like do like little crafts and have little projects and stuff going on.
I mean, we talked about medieval, and I said that I definitely like medieval is on my list. Before we even talked about that, I like just wrote big skirts, and I think that just meant like not like physically big skirts, but just like skirts, and just skirts in general. I miss skirts. Right now, I work two jobs that I can't really wear a skirt to, especially in the warmer months. And honestly, I feel like it's like taking part of my soul away. I feel like I want to just add more skirts into my life. And I, like, also, I feel like in New York, it was like, I don't know why, but it was like hard for me to wear skirts, and I didn't really do it that often. But I really want to wear skirts again. But like long skirts and short skirts and just like everything, just skirts.
I love skirts. You know I do. So I support you in that.
Thank you. Random thing was sleeping a lot. It's also a goal, but I also feel like I just like can see myself. I feel like lately I've been really big on like I actually want to get enough sleep, I actually want to go to sleep, and I actually don't care if it means I miss something or like, you know, I just want to sleep and like not feel like a dead person in the morning.
Prioritizing sleep. Me too. For me, perfume, like getting good perfume.
Yeah, I'm
I
on
want
board
to
with
I want
that,
like a
yeah.
good perfume. I mean, everyone talks about like signature scents and all of that, but like truly I need to like actually get real perfume and not like body mist from like Bath and Body Works.
But also it's like a tricky one because like they're all big, so it's also like if you get kind of stuck with the scent too if you have like a big one. But I have two perfumes right now and I feel like I'm not super happy with either of them, so I'm kind of like hoping to like get a new
Well,
one.
Paris is the place. Paris is the place to get your perfume.
I was thinking like you said tailored, and for some reason that made me think of like I really want to like personalize my clothes. I don't like doing, I've never done, but like every time I see like embroidery, I'm like, oh, I like that. And I want like embroidery on my jeans or like something cool on my jeans so that's not just boring fucking jeans. I feel like a lot of these are influenced by the fact that I work with a 7-year-old. I just have two more things, so I'll just put them out there, and then if you want to add anything, you can. You said country, and I feel like stick with me. I have been tempted by the devil that is country music, and I feel like I could see it happening, which is crazy, but like I could see, like, I don't think I would be like a country head, but I think like I could see myself like kind of liking some country music and like not being completely opposed to it, which mind blowing, but yeah. There it is. It's out there. It's out there. I'm so sorry. Blame it on the Irish, to be honest, because they really
No.
like country music and I don't know what to do about
Okay,
it.
that's fair. Yeah, no, that's totally fair. I also feel like Ireland is kind of like gonna have is having a moment this year and will continue having a moment. That's like my prediction. Because like Cillian Murphy, we got Paul Mescal, we have. So yeah, yeah, another more general prediction is Ireland.
Yeah, and then my last thing is just I'm realizing that I hate Spotify and that this is just another algorithm thing that I just hate everything that it gives me. Like I've been so unhappy with like all the music it's recommended to me for the past 2 months that I'm just like, I don't know, like I'm just done.
It's kind of dead, honestly. The algorithm used to be the algorithm used to be so good, but it's just kind of dead now.
Which I feel like it took me so long to notice. Like I feel like people have been like, "Oh, Spotify's not what it used to be," like for so long, and like now I'm finally like, "Oh my God, no, I actually don't like it. That's crazy." All right, so that was our 2024 predictions.
Thank you so much for listening, and so excited to start season 7.
Catch us in 2 weeks for our normal aesthetic core episode recordings. But yeah, thanks for listening. Goodbye.
Bye.